This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A Fort Collins resident is the first person to receive a U.S. passport with an X as a gender marker instead of male or female. Resident Dana Zim received their passport in the mail yesterday. They are an intersex and non-binary Navy veteran. The debate over adding an X gender marker was the subject of a six-year legal battle, which ended with a permanent federal policy change allowing it. Black Hills Energy customers could see their gas bills increase by nearly 50% this winter. As CPR's Miguel Otarola reports, state regulators approved the rate hike Wednesday.
The utility says the increase is needed to pay for an expected surge in natural gas prices due to supply shortages and increased demand during colder months. Public Utilities Commissioner Megan Gilman says the rate hikes could come on top of other bill increases from utilities recovering costs from last winter storm, and hit many customers still strapped for money because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Looking at all of those combined, you know, it looks like a very tough situation for the ratepayers, especially if we see commodity prices increase at the amount that is here.
About 178,000 Black Hills customers could see their average annual gas bills jump anywhere from 32 to 46% starting in November. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
United Airlines says it will expand service between Denver and London in March next year. London ranked as DIA's largest overseas market in 2019, according to airport officials. About 250,000 travelers flew between the two cities that year. With the expansion, DIA will offer four daily flights between Denver and Europe. This is CPR News and KRCC. Fort Collins is at 63 degrees, and that is the high for today. It is sunny and then breezy tonight. It'll be clear with lows in the 30s.